What is man? The human body has 206 bones, 640 muscles, 10 fingers and 10 toes, 2 eyes, 2 ears, a mouth, and a nose, 26 feet of intestines, kidneys that filter 170 liters of liquid per day, and a heart that beats 86,400 times every day, all covered by 1,500 square inches of skin. Is man only a body with bones and intestines? Or does man have any worth or value, any dignity? Some think man is a vapor, a figment of our imagination. Others think man is a special creation. People have debated this question for centuries. Anthropologists use science to look for the answer to this question. Anthropos is the Greek word for man. Anthropology is the scientific study of people. Anthropologists who look at relics, bones, and treasures are called archaeologists. Linguistics is the study of languages. Some anthropologists study the parts of culture that are visible or easy to see, such as the buildings, art, the games people played. Other parts of culture are invisible, for example, stories and customs. Did the people worship God? How did they practice their faith? This is called theological anthropology. Those who study bodies and their changes over time are physical anthropologists. Many people go through life without asking important questions. There are 5 questions that everyone should think about. Question 1. Who are we? Here are 3 popular ideas. According to the theory of evolution, man is only a highly evolved animal. New Age philosophers believe people are gods. Others believe a totally different answer. They think people are special, created by God in his own image. Question 2. How did we get here? There are several possibilities. Some scientists argue people evolved from the sea. Others think spaceships from another planet brought people to the Earth. Or, by magic, people just poofed here. Many believe God created people from the Earth and gave us life. Question 3. Why are we here? Since we are here now, the next question is why? It could be to evolve to a higher state of being by our own efforts and become greater than we are now. Or maybe we are just supposed to exist. Most people on Earth may not think this, but they live it. They think about eating, drinking, earning money, getting lots of possessions, sleeping, then dying. They only look out for themselves. It could be that we've been put here to improve society. Or maybe we're here for a purpose bigger and grander than ourselves. Question 4. Where are we going? Most people think when this life is over, there is another life afterward. Will we be ghosts or spirits and roam the world? Will we go to a secret island, a cave, or the land of the dead? Some say we go nowhere, When we die, it's over! Or do we go to the new heaven and new earth, or to hell forever? Question 5. What do we base our views on? How do we decide what our answer is to each of these questions? How do we know if our view is true and that millions of other people are wrong? Can two or more conflicting ideas both be true? Do we believe things only because our parents do? What about other parents' beliefs? Are others wrong because they are not relatives? Are we supposed to learn things from spirits? Can we really trust them? The world has thousands of cultures that contact spirits. Can all these different views be correct? Is our culture better than another one only because we are in it? How do we know if our religion is true? How can religions be correct if they conflict? With over 7 billion people on the earth, there are a lot of competing answers to these questions. People disagree about the answers. As you look for an answer to the question, "What is man?" you are asking the question people have asked for thousands of years.